Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Bye.
We're jamming.
She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. One for the trouble, two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Every Friday night.
All right.
tapping in with my date. Uno, the original, King Scratch, True West Entertainment, True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. Or it's Friday night, feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. Feel me? True West Radio. True West Radio.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? We in the motherfucking building. Hey, guess what? This is motherfucking episode 965. 965 episodes of True West Radio. God damn it, shit. Now, let me see if I can get some claps in this motherfucker or something. Shit, I'm pumped. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got DJ F Love and JoJo in the building right now. You know what I'm saying?
What go on?
What go on?
965
episodes.
Man,
I'm fucking
what's up with it?
What up, bro?
What's up with it?
Nigga, 965. So what? We got 35 more left to go to 1,000 episodes?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
By summertime, we'll have it. If not before.
Oh, goddamn. My motherfucking 1,000 goddamn show should be just off the chart.
Hello? What's good?
Yeah.
Actually, I
kind of
what's good?
What tell me something good.
Like cheese.
Oh, yeah, we're getting high, chicken. And I'm getting high, and I'm getting higher.
Right on.
Friday, and I'm relaxing. True West Radio, you know what it is.
Oh, what's your name? 965 episodes. That's
just crazy.
So just...
Yeah, I made it. Yeah, it really is when you think about
it. Hey, hold on. Where Foxy at? She was doing all that complaining the other day. Where's she at?
Oh, she ain't chimed in yet.
Don't do it, JoJo. Don't do it, man. Gotta make it.
Yeah, she ain't chimed in yet. She about to get in. I'm pretty sure that everybody's going to chime in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I was watching the All-Star. It's like the celebrity game, right? And it's this motherfucker. I forgot what his name is. Miles Garrett. Big ass motherfucker that play on defense. That nigga was dunking the ball like a motherfucker. It was him. And it was this white boy. He's a high jumper and shit. Them two niggas, I ain't never seen nobody dunk the ball in a celebrity all-star game.
Oh, yeah?
Them motherfuckers was dunking.
We gonna play next year. True West Radio. We'll be in the thing.
Shit, I will. Put me out there on that court. I ain't going to be able to dunk, but I'll be able to ball they punk ass out.
I ain't going to lie and say neither one of them. But if it happens, don't say nothing.
This nigga was out there going crazy. The big ass lineman, he played for the Browns. Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot the white boy name, but he a high jumper. Them niggas
Yo.
Out there dunking like a motherfucker. I'm like, well, goddamn. Sweet Pea.
What's up?
Pea, bro.
Hey,
sweetie, how you doing?
I hope I'm
ready. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now they got the little sophomore guy on and shit. I love this time of year when I can watch all these motherfuckers go on here and clown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's crazy to see a motherfucking big ass 300-pound motherfucker up there dunking on motherfuckers. That shit was crazy. I'm like, this nigga is the place to fuck.
That nigga was like, we 300 pounds. I was 300 pounds in junior high dunking. I thought you was talking about somebody's shit.
Nigga, you can't dunk now, nigga, so it don't matter.
Well, nigga, I can't walk now.
Nigga, you got to go, nigga.
I can half dunk. Unless you give me like a springboard or something, then it's on and popping.
I fall this motherfucker and trip you on the motherfucking 3-point line and bring your ass up and run out there you want to.
I used to get dunk. I haven't tried in a while. I still be balling and shit like that, but I just haven't tried.
Oh yeah.
I guess if it's like in the moment, I think I could still get up there.
I always like to do when it was a surprise to a motherfucker. I always catch a motherfucker by surprise.
Yeah, that's
like
what,
when the game going good, nobody expect this shit to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cause that's what happened with my boy 86 in the building. Just give it up, 86. Niggas.
Everybody. What's up? What's up with it?
Hey,
you got it, everybody.
Hey, what
just
up,
man?
You know, I was playing not too long ago, and my nigga said, go up there and dunk that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But that shit was tragic because I got hung because I couldn't get up that high no more.
Damn.
Okay, so then why do you want to play me in basketball then?
Because you, first of all, your stomach too big, so I'll be able to move you out the way easy.
Wait a minute, nigga. We just going to be belly bumping, nigga, because we both got bellies. Stop playing.
Oh, nigga, I got a taller belly than your shoulder belly.
It's going to be the battle of the bellies then, nigga.
Junior in the building.
A taller belly. Wait, how tall are you, JoJo?
That nigga JoJo 5'3".
How tall are you?
6 feet.
You know 6 feet ain't even really tall no more.
Oh, well, I was scared, but my whole thing is I'm faster than him.
That's what you're not.
Well, next time you bring your ass out there, we gonna go to this gym. We gonna play some 21. We gonna see.
All right, we're going to make sure we go live, too. So they're going to be like, why
hell
he do that
yeah.
to the elders?
I'll set the camera up my goddamn self. I know I can ball, nigga. You better ask
somebody. I'm going to get jumped for the senior citizen community.
Yeah, well, whatever. You better ask somebody.
Y'all better take some ibuprofens out there with y'all when y'all get through.
I'm gonna take my ibuprofen before I even get there. So I'm gonna already have my pain relief ready. And then we just gonna
so when you hurt your, when you so when you sprain your knee or ankle
nah,
or whatever
nah.
or throw your hip
mm-mm,
out, you ain't gonna know if it's out or not.
Don't worry about that. Now, you got to worry about your ankle because I still got crossovers and everything. Nigga, I still play basketball. When the last time you played basketball?
About
20 years ago. That nigga 20 years ago. That nigga played a month ago. He said a month. That nigga was just out there shooting with the kids and shit. That nigga wasn't playing no balls.
Why you think that I'm active? Because I play with the kids. They keep me young. Hello.
I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, y'all gonna have a cameraman for this one.
How long do you think it's gonna take you before you run out of air? Like 2 minutes?
Nope. Mm-mm. No. No. It don't take that, man. Trust me. I got this. Cause I got.
You don't be playing with a cigarette in your mouth. You don't be smoking
hell
a cigarette.
Hell yeah!
As you
I
playing?
Put a cigarette in my mouth and still beat
you. Hell no.
We better have paramedics on standby. Just to have them there.
Nigga, for you. Paramedics for
y'all
you.
Y'all need to be ready. Because I know one time, me and my dad was talking about it. I asked him what made him choose football. And he said, well, I made the basketball team, but I decided I didn't want to do it. Because when you play football, you get to rest and take a break in between the plays. And when they throw the flags and stuff, but with basketball, you just running the whole time. And I said, this nigga know he lazy.
I wouldn't call it lazy. You know, I mean, you know, it just depends because, see, when you play different sports, because, see, when I played football in high school, right, the motherfucking high school coach said, well, see, he said, if you know how to play tennis, but I played tennis when I was like 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was good. So he was like, if you know how to play tennis, you know, go play tennis. You know, on the off season, on football season. So I go and play motherfucking tennis. So I was on the tennis team, the football team. I played basketball. I played, man, I do all that shit.
You didn't play soccer?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I did. As a matter of fact, I'll shoot you a picture with my on my soccer team, nigga.
Hey, check this out. Check this out. That nigga played soccer with Bailey.
I'll send you the picture, nigga. Nigga, on my soccer team, nigga. Nigga, I played sports, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I play sports too. I played every sport to try one.
That nigga, video games don't count, nigga.
Nigga, I heard football, baseball, softball.
That
video
nigga was on
game.
That nigga, all video games. That nigga was
though.
Play Nintendo.
Yeah, nigga, that
the
nigga,
worst
that nigga
sport of them all, and it's not even, it's soccer, because you got a lot of running, because I played forward, so I had to be up and down the field.
I'm gonna get all them pictures and post all of the sports that I played. All the sports that I played.
Hopscotch don't count.
When you say basketball don't count.
Hopscotch. What they call that shit? When you gotta toss the ball up, the little bean bag in the hole, that shit don't count.
And tetherball don't count. Tetherball don't count either.
Ain't that a bitch? That's what you want to count, nigga.
Oh, that's what he was good in?
Yeah, that's what he was good in, nigga. I played tennis ball, nigga.
No, you were playing, nigga. You were playing freeze tag.
That nigga say freeze tag. Nigga, you play hide go seek, nigga.
Red light, green light.
I play high, go get it. No, see, gotta get it.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew.
But you was high going getting nothing, nigga. You was just hiding, but ain't getting nothing.
shit. I didn't hide. I wanted to get found, so I stood out.
Man, everybody used to be talking about that. They were like, you play this, you play I ain't go get. I'm like, hell no. Everybody talking shit over here.
Wait, hey, look, all the girls saw that nigga just ran past him.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Scratch didn't play High Go Get It. He was playing Ding Dong Ditch because, you know, he couldn't play with the girls.
Ain't dead about a bitch.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll never know, nigga, because we had some cell phones back then. I'd be like, look. This is when I was 12.
They didn't have them cameras on them flat
Motorolas,
you know that.
Look when I was
12,
nigga.
Oh, shit.
Hey, he gonna pull out. You better pull out. You should have had the
bumper right around here. I don't want no goddamn steals. I want a video. Shit. Even right now, shoot. The motherfuckers, I want to see a video. I don't want to see no goddamn steals.
I wish my knees were bad. I'll show you boys something.
Oh, man, get the fuck out of here. This ain't right. Hell, love undid everything.
Nah, but 86, the best thing
what's up with you, baby boys?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm just over here. Man, y'all ain't gonna believe what I'm doing, but everybody had their little hobbies. I've been into them Hot Wheels, you know, collecting Hot Wheels and shit.
This nigga fucking with my wheels.
I got a collection for your ass now, but
you
I might be
green machine.
I'm just organizing, sorting them out, and probably gonna put them on there on eBay. You know, my little collection.
You know, when I was a kid, them Hot Wheel tracks. How you gonna buy a nigga a toy, and then that's what you get your ass whooped with?
That's why they bought it too. You know,
nigga, I used to get flippers with a Hot Wheel truck. The Hot Wheel truck, I get fucked up.
Break, nigga, that motherfucker would break you before it breaks.
Nigga, that shit was like a whip, nigga. A Hot Wheel. If y'all ever got a whooping with a Hot Wheel truck, nigga.
Yeah.
I just was like, Supow!
They plastic now, so that shit ain't happening no more.
What about the rubber plastic bat, nigga? The rubber plastic bat.
Oh, nigga. I think I got hit with every goddamn thing that I could be hit with.
Right.
Motherfucker. The extension cord, that shit was the worst.
Oh, man. You know,
the switches was the worst.
That shit was not worse than the extension cord. Nigga,
yeah.
Look.
My grandma was the color.
Oh, the phone
one.
Cord braided.
My grandma had a switch that reached down to the front door. So we stayed in one of the sides of the house. And my mom and grandma used to keep us. And one of my cousins. He used to talk shit to my grandma every day and then run out the house.
We had six peach trees at our house. So them switches, they was bad in the motherfucker.
Now,
but that
city
core gave you the business.
That peach tree switch would go wrap around and whoop you twice. He'd catch you back on the other side.
Yeah, that motherfucker wrap. You have a whole little strap around your leg. That shit go shoo-hoo, pow!
No, part about it is when they let you go outside and let you forget about it until you go get in the bath and when you get out.
Oh, no, you don't want that wet whooping, man.
Woo, nigga.
The web whooping is the worst. But you know, it's crazy because, you know, I got three kids and I never had to whoop. Now I slapped their motherfucking ass up. But I never had to whoop him, man. It's not like in the face or nothing. Like even my son in the car right now, I never whooped my son. But when he got old enough, I'd sock his ass out.
You can give your kids a certain edge.
Yeah, because, you know, it depends on what kind of parent you are because, you know, the whole thing about my kids, they fear me. They fear me as far as when I got mad. So I never had to really just do anything to them. You know, but now you got some kids, they be talking back. Like, yeah, go ahead and do what you want to do. I'm going to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
All right, motherfucker, all right, call the police. They going to have to leave. You going to have to leave with them.
At this point, I'm leaving. I'm going to fuck you up. They going to tell me to get you, and we will be going somewhere.
Right. Yeah, so that's what it is, man. It's crazy, man.
You got to have a 24-7 life to call CPS on your own fans, though.
Nigga, I remember one time my mama gave me a whooping like a motherfucker. I was so mad. So what I did was I went and mixed all her shampoos together and was hoping all her hair, because she had some long, pretty hair. I was hoping all the goddamn hair fell out. Do you know I mixed this damn shampoo? You know I mixed them shampoos and her hair got longer? I was mad than a motherfucker. She said, girl, I don't know what the hell happened, but my hair just got longer and more beautiful. I'm like, motherfucker, I wanted your hair to fall out.
Oh my god!
I wish I knew that formula now. You know, so it'd be a whole lot of boy here, motherfuckers be having some long ass hair.
I remember one time I was like four or five, and I washed my hair with dishwashing liquid in the sink, and that shit, it looked like I had gel on it. I don't know why, but it was so hard. That's all I remember. It was so hard for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, motherfuckers don't know nothing about getting their ass whooped when you was a little motherfucking kid. These motherfucking kids right now, there's a whole lot of these young motherfuckers need their ass whooped. Like all my granddaughters. My granddaughters, them motherfuckers be like, I'm not fucking with them. Even my kids, they all in their 30s, they be like, I ain't fucking with them. Not like I just pull out a belt and whoop my goddamn 35-year-old, you know what I'm saying? But
shit, that same grandma I was telling you about. She was actually my great grandma. I seen her put hands on my grandma one time.
Oh yeah, motherfuckers don't know nothing about getting their ass whooped. You know, especially today, you know, when if you whoop your kids, you go to jail, you know, whatever. That shit is fucked up. That's why it's a whole lot of fucking young people out here out of control right now, because they didn't get their ass whooped.
Well, my daddy, he was a only child on his mama's side. For most of his life, he was the only child. So this nigga here, by the time he had me, you know, he was 19 when I came. So what, he's 22, 23. And he talking to shit, trying to talk back to her. He talking to her kind of like in a tone that he used to talk to my mama. And she used to go slap that nigga straight upside the head. And he would say something else, and she'd be like, shut up, Mark. And he'd be like, you talking back. And she just keep slapping his ass. And boy, I used to get so excited. Because, you know, This is nigga who popped me on the ass one or two times. So I go tell all my cousins, I be like, guess what? I'm like, my daddy got a whoop in the day. And they like, grand grand whoop your daddy? I'm like, hell yeah, you just tell me, you?
My little brother, well, not my little brother, but my brother is like second under me. He about to be, hell, he'll be, well, I'm 54. He'll be 34. I mean, he'll be 44 in a few days on the 28th. Mm-hmm. And I remember he said something to my mama. My mama gave him the coolest five-piece biscuit dinner I ever seen in my life. She was like, blah, 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 blah. That nigga was flying in the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen. I'm going, what the fuck? And then she gonna say that shit again? See, that's what it is with kids. If you get the kids that got, if you put the fear in the kids, them motherfuckers respect you way more than the motherfuckers that, oh, go in the room and play your game. Or go in the room and do whatever the fuck you want to. And then they start getting defiant, and motherfuckers can't control the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They get to the point that they don't even...
I would say, you just gotta be consistent, because that shit made me hateful. I'm like, we ain't got no motherfucking rules, ain't no structure, but all of a sudden, you want to whoop my ass for this? Like, I know I do shit that's more fucked up than this. Like, thereby...
My mama used to always tell me, she said, why are your kids so scared of you? I said, because I made them scared of me. You know what I mean? Because it, that's what it's got to be. You got to have some kind of dominance to where it's not like they scared of me every day because we have fun together. You know what I'm saying? We chill together. And we do things together when they were little kids, you know what I'm saying? But I still had to have that fear in them because they had to respect me as a fucking father. The same way I told my mama, I said, Ma, I had to respect you as a mama. My mama is still alive, and I'm still scared of her. I'm a grown-ass fucking man. But I'm still scared of my mama. You know what
that's
I mean?
The thing. I ain't scared of my parents, especially not now. But my grandmother, I was scared. Yeah, my grandmothers, I piss on my damn self, all of them.
But see, you know, the whole thing about it is, once again, I respect my mama so much. You know, she's the only one that could actually get me, you know, to submit. You know what I mean? My father right here. But she actually the only one that could get me to submit because I would never do anything to harm my mama. I would never do anything like that. So whatever the fuck she say, I'm going to comply. But you don't have that with kids nowadays. They don't do
no,
that shit.
That's why I said I was afraid of my grandparents. And, like, I be getting on my mama now that she raised my nephew sometimes. I be like, you being too loose with him. Like, you need to say something and that's it. Or whatever. Because she be like, children just always listen to you. Why children listen to you? I was like, because they know. I whoop their ass. I don't, but they know I will.
You heard me? Well, check this out, man. We're about to jump into a couple of songs. Y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? We on this motherfucker Friday, hey, hey. On the two, man. Y'all want to chime in and talk about y'all badass kids? We all up in this motherfucker. Let's go. True West Radio.
I wonder why they call you bitch. I case you wonder. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you know bitch.
Why?
Look here, Miss Thang, ain't the flaunt your game, but you's a money hungry woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies you do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga paid your ass. If you saying you was easy, he's a teaser, sleeping around for what you need. See, it's your thing and you can shake it out your wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game. Your mad changed and you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. You're 19 and you played out. And that's okay, I can see you when the stray is a way out. Now keep your mind on your money and roll to school. And as the years pass by, we can show the fool. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you suck. You head for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. You still looking for a way out. Duck a dick, got your legs up, trying to get rich. Now I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And niggas would call you bitch. You wonder why they 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 call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club. And the skin tight, mini skirt, looking for some love. Got your legs wide open like you're sitting at the bar. Talking to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a leg. Cause what's next? You head to a car for some sex. I pass by, can't hold back. Tears to cry, Lord knows, for years I tried. And all the other people on the block ate your guts. And then you wonder why they say they call you slut. It's like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams. Plus, see, so your man with a pocket full of money. It's funny when they ask, do you love him, but how long do it last? I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And they niggas wouldn't call you bitch. Betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Bitch, you wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Bitch, you wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Bitch,
I'm a bitch, I'm a good ass bitch.
Fuck you and your ass. Yeah, time getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county and thanks to the welfare. You about to get your hair done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. Trick or treat, sweet thing, got another trick to meet. Mr. Wonderful got his hands on his thighs. Looking in the eyes, talking trash like all the other guys. And slipping in his trap like a helpless fly. Didn't even use a rubber, can't help but cry. Already got a baby and she running. After every nigga with a pocket full of money. In the hotel room thinking hard, what am I doing to come save me, God? But you done played too long in the gutter, and God don't like no unfit mother. You should have raised the kids, or freaking with your trade, now you just turned positive for AIDS. And I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick, and that's why I called you bitch.
I'm living the great life. I'm coming to
the
you understand me? Alright, I ain't got no time for
this.
Y'all keep y'all know that.
Just to change your ways.
and puff for days, and turn you on a bus and drink, fucked up off a chronic insane. I know that's some shit that you're not used to. I don't kiss ass like other fools do. Gangster attitude till the wheel stop spinning. I never go back, just to start from the beginning. So make sure that you want a nigga like me. I'm not that fake shit that you see on TV. And if you get sprung on scratch, hoe, it's not my fault that you got hung because you love that. Gangster walk, you love that. Gangster talk, you love those. Gangster ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that.
Out the set, keep the bitch, old niggas in check. Bounce, fly, roll and skate. Up the boulevard, slide, no four in the eight. It's that Dina Corleone, gangsta roam. Banging that Pasadena all night long. With your bitch looking cute in the back of the bone. Homie, you ain't knowing I'm a G on the throne. Y'all in command, don't see yo for life. Why you hating, facing, beating on your wife? Mad cause you got screwed by y'all in the cool. Homie, this ain't cold, John B or true. I'm knocking niggas out in a two-man cell.
Legendary on
the Philly County Jail. Been gone for a minute, now the G is back. Talking that, walking on a gangster track.
You love that. Gangster walk, you love that. Gangster talk, you love those. Gangster ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. Gangster walk, you love that. Gangster talk, you love those.
I walk like a thug, talk like a thug, dress like a thug, let the police till I'm bust, spit balls like a jean, serve all the fleas and slap any loud bitch disrespecting me, running with nothing left, the niggas with heavy raps, in the block so hard, niggas grab their chaps to slow down their heart rate, when wreck step on the scene, smelling like a brewery and a pound of weed, hollering at the dimes, flicking the rats off, cheesing at the ones and getting my sacks off, cause it's just another day for a young ass D. Count Skrill on the block, fuck the neighborhood watch. I'ma clap until the sunrise, believe that. Any nigga won't feel a heaty cat. You know how we do it on these Pasadena streets. Spanking niggas, shanking niggas, stomping out to the
you love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. You love that. Gangster talk, you love those. Gangster ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays. She loves Britney Spears, they can sing Aguilera. Lived in a neighborhood where niggas couldn't scare her. Only seen gangsters rocking in videos, picking up slang. All of what's cracking them really those. Never seen 6-4, never rode on dubs. Never seen real niggas G walking in parties and clubs. Hanging out with Becky and Chad. Haven't bought a rap tape since JJ Fab. Something that you never had. A dark nigga with tails. Get broken, jack somebody else if all else fails. Driving with no L's off of Hennessy and Sticky. Lunchtime, I'm at your job for the afternoon quickie. That's that shit that Chad won't do. You want a nigga from the hood like me, but you don't have a clue what you getting your stuff into. But I know one thing that's true. You love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. You love that. Gangsta talk. You love those. Gangsta ways. Real dogs don't have no time. You love that. Gangsta walk. You love that. Gangsta talk. You love those. Gangsta ways. Real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. Gangsta walk. You love that. Gangsta talk. You love those. Gangsta ways. Real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. You love that. You love that. You love that. Gangsta walk.
Hello? Oh yeah, I was just gonna let you know that I'm gonna put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all homies coming over. You know, they all gonna be over here. Oh yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Alright, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some ribs and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drinks, but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store. And grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger and she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too if they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some mugs, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. 2 p.m. and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a work in my neck from all the ass they keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but a assassin song. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on. Some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah, summertime in L.A. is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some buns, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a sandwich board. Tank top thongs and it's booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Kelly summer's on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some buds, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some buds, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Believe it, if I have to repeat it, M16 and 1/5 of that dreamy. Have a nigga blasting, have your bitch dreamy. The world is mine and you niggas just leasing. California grown nigga in the city raised. Niggas against the odds with tattoos and French braids. Rolling big whips, getting paid. Chuck T's and purple haze. Houses on the beach, invest in that real estate. Collaborated with a renegade. Didn't anticipate the 16 months behind prison gates. That's just a day in the life of a man made. That's just the price you pay when you a man made. This cut is deep in the knees, more than the band-aid. Maximum pain, turn up the game. 100 range, firing the flame. This is my thing, it is my moves, and that is the game. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. I'ma carry the llama, the Nina, the 9mm, the Beretta. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. I'ma carry the llama, the Nina, the 9mm, the Beretta.
Always in heat. Keep her in the passenger seat. Rolling with me every time I hit the street. Niggas run they mouth, but her kids run faster. They do what I want, I don't even have to ask her. Move the crowd, cause she talks too loud. Smoke coming out her lips like a blackened mouth.
Niggas bow down when I bring my girl with me. I left her in the bed last time y'all tried to hit me. Where's up now? I got my bitch and she agitated. Could've came right back, but I'm glad that I waited. Everybody scattered when they see me hit the block. You can run and lock your door, but we gon' still come and knock. My partner in crime always got my back. Fuck everybody, no matter where we at. Things get bad, but they could get better when it's only me and my Beretta down for whatever.
Welcome, welcome to the true, true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you know we, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch, DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Have Love. My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga?
This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh.
Yeah. Oh. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet Pea with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio. Why, yeah, yeah. We back in the building. If y'all online, man, give us a call, man. 323-642-1597. Yeah. DJ Love. JoJo Lugo. Sweepy! Yeah. 486. 486, where you at? Okay, there you go. Then we got Julia, you know what I'm saying? That's good. Everybody. Y'all go to the doctor in the morning because I gave everybody the claps.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, Lord. I'm just playing, man. Oh, shit. shit. I don't know, man. My weather been going up and down like a motherfucker out here. It was hot as a motherfucker and it get cold as a motherfucker.
And it snowed like a motherfucker.
They've been doing that here. Shit, it was 80 degrees yesterday and 34 or some shit at night. 31 or some dumb shit.
I keep on telling y'all, God is mad.
My toe hurt and shit.
God is mad. Like, I'm going to teach y'all motherfuckers.
My street mad.
Huh? I've been trying to tell niggas to plant some plants to try to undo this. Or help.
You think planting plants is getting ready to make this difference?
Hell yeah, oxygen. More oxygen. It'll help.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you plant, if you plant a plant, the motherfucker ain't even big. Yeah, it ain't gonna do nothing anyway. It's gonna take a while for the motherfucker to get big.
That's true, but if everybody was doing it like back in the day instead of one or two people.
Yeah, now JoJo talking about growing weed plants.
Yeah, yeah, them too. They need the carbon dioxide, the air and all that shit. They give oxygen too. Ain't no discrimination.
And give you a good oxygen high when you hit it.
Leave it up to that nigga. That nigga, he's getting ready to tell you about. We gonna smoke some weed. Nigga, I don't be smoking weed like that. Every time this thing come up here, I smoke more weed than I smoke in a week. Do I gotta tell that motherfucker to
tell
them?
I got an announcement to make.
All right.
The first True West batch is out this year. Marijuana.
Right.
It's called the True West. I'm already in the makings of it as we speak.
What did you say? The first what?
True West strain.
Yep.
Ooh. That's what I thought I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that means that.
And I got the magic formula already made, so I'm ready to go.
You sent me that shit on my messages.
Yeah, you seen that? That's, I'm telling you, that's that miracle right there, boy. I'm telling you.
We about to be high. Even though I don't get high as y'all, but yeah, I like that. I like to be high.
Hey, I didn't know Mike Tyson had blunts.
Oh yeah, he got blunts. That motherfucker. Well, see, that motherfucker got the whole form out there in Vegas. Where?
We need to tap in with him after I make these videos of my organic growing for me.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody's going to want to tap in when you're doing your organic growing.
Hell yeah.
Okay, yeah. But, you know,
you two be acting shady with that, but I know you can do it. But the people I know that have pages for that, they don't get a lot of views, like they hide the videos and stuff. You gotta pretty much have your following already. You do. So you be good.
Well, you know, next year we got
We're gonna be good. It's a True West thing.
Yeah, we got a spot next year. And it couldn't be this year because it came up too fast. But we gonna have 420 Palooza out here next year. On both ways. Yes, we are. We thought that we could probably pull it off this year, but it was something that me and JoJo and my cousin was talking about. We're just going to do it next year, so hell, if God let us kick that long, it's getting ready to go down. This is going to be like Coachella.
Hey, I look at it like this. The Raiders year round, and they're going to flock from everywhere.
I need some of that bud, man.
Oh, okay. Well, send your pigeon and I'll send it back.
What?
What's
up? Hey, it's funny you said that because I was up there at my homeboy house today and this nigga got pigeons. And while that motherfucker was slipping to that motherfucker hit the water, bow! I'm like, damn, nigga, that nigga dead. The nigga just got up, shook it off, and got back in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how they bathe.
Not falling from the goddamn sky.
No, see what it is.
Wait,
was educated today. I was educated today. There's certain breeds of them that all they do is flip.
Who?
Y'all see that shit that happened on the news? Those like the birds.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that shit. It was the last. Oh, that shit was fucking crazy as fuck.
What
the birds was in the sky, and all the motherfuckers hit the ground at the same time.
Wow.
What the fuck? There was a whole colony of blackbirds flying, and a gust of them just all just come down and slammed to the ground.
All the motherfuckers. It looked like. It looked like crazy ass shit. When you got like, if you got 1,000 birds that's in the sky, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All them motherfuckers just hit the ground at the same time.
That's fucked up. Did they give y'all an explanation for that? Did they say why? Because I think I might know why without even knowing what's going on.
They was flying high.
No, the thing about it is, You know, I don't know if you guys just see birds flying around. They all be in a big-ass pack.
Yeah.
You know, and it's probably like one head bird or something like that.
Yeah.
And wherever that head bird go, everybody else go. So instead of cubs just flying around, that nigga went to the ground and all of them hit the ground with him.
That's
true, but I think I got an explanation for it because y'all know I'm just a super fucking nerd.
Well,
right?
You go on, bird girl. Let's see.
Look, let me tell you. So it's been a lot of changes in the weather, right? And the air is running into each other from different places. But birds, all birds, they fly with the direction of the wind. So that might have been some of that hot, cold air. Because it was windy as hell a few days ago. And that wind probably changed up on their ass. And they all probably dropped to the ground.
You got to see that video because the shit looked crazy as fuck.
I
bet it stinks out there.
It seemed like it was about 1,000 birds.
Well, hell no.
And all the motherfuckers hit the ground hard as fuck. Like, still pow! Yeah, that shit was crazy. A lot of them got up and left, but it was a whole lot of them that stayed down there like, okay, that hurt.
Shit, I don't even know where the birds went to. Because they fly south for the winter, but they ain't even here. Because it used to be a lot of birds here, but the weather being so fucked up, maybe they went on down to zone 10 or something. Because they not here.
Well, see, motherfuckers like old punk ass Trump didn't believe in global warming. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand this. How the fuck? I'm telling you, it's crazy shit. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it was like in the 80s, damn near 90s up around this motherfucker. How come Tuesday is snowing?
I want to hear the man.
You want to hear the man.
I want to hear the man.
My song, the man.
If you don't mind, sir, can I'm
going to play that for you.
Thank you.
Now back to what y'all talking about.
Special request.
Here go Rev Ali in the building. But look, this is what I'm saying. The earth has shifted in a fucked up position right now. Because there ain't no way in the fucking hell it's supposed to be 80 and 90 degrees around this motherfucker. And then 2 days later, it's snowing. K-9 was up here and he was like, he called me all the way. He said, cuz, it's snowing. And then, remember, you was up here, JoJo. And I was like, look, nigga, you might as well go on. I'll get you some covers, nigga. That was Tuesday, wasn't it? JoJo. Well, anyway, Tuesday, JoJo was here. K-9 was going to come through here. He went back down.
I'm here.
It was snowing like a motherfucker because you said I was sliding down the goddamn road.
Nigga, I ain't going to lie to you because I ain't scared of a lot of things, but nigga, I was scared that day.
Mm-mm.
I was praying, and God know, God was like, this nigga ain't never prayed this much in 1 hour in the whole year. But he answered my prayers, hallelujah.
Hey, because remember, K-9, he was supposed to stop by. He wound up going on, but he started sending me motherfucking videos and pictures like, it's fucking snowing.
Hey, I'm going to say this much. Thank you for calling K-9 again, because if you wouldn't have said that, I would have been fucking stuck. So
yeah.
I had to go when I had to go.
I don't
fucking none of that. And they lied. They said that the lights wasn't going to go out, and then if that motherfucker shut off, boy, I thought I was going to be shit up a creek because it was cold as hell that day. And they finally got it together. It wasn't off for that long, but it blinked off and blinked on quite a few times. But that's the shit that I be talking about right there because, you know, Texas is so into being Texas that they ain't prepared. The highways ain't ready or none of that shit. You might as well stay at home. Like, fuck your job when it's ice on the road because they don't even sell the tires to drive in it.
I will repeat a motherfucking King Scratch saying, I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the grips and blood. I can't do it. I couldn't be down.
We're talking about snow. I don't know what you're talking about.
The
we usually don't do that in Houston.
Fuck, it be snow, tornadoes, floods,
it don't
all
do
that
none
stuff.
Of that in Houston. And most of the time, it be like ice from rain because the temperature dropped down, so the road will ice over. But they not even prepared for it after all these years. They know it's going to happen. And they still don't sell tires for it.
I don't want to deal with the places with the bugs and the floods and all that.
See, y'all probably ain't got no tires for it either. If he was sliding off the road, that's something they need to think about out there too. Shit, the weather have changed everywhere. It ain't the same.
Well, I mean, that's
like
what I'm saying. I think really that the earth just shifted. I never seen the moon and the sun up this many times, and it seemed like every day when I go and take my dog out to use the bathroom, whatever, I always see the moon and the sun at the same time. That's
well,
not
see,
normal.
That's not abnormal for me down here where I stay at. Because at 3 o'clock in the evening, when I used to get out of school, you could see the moon starting to rise. And it'll tell you that when you look at the thing, but maybe the world has shifted because, you know, I'm used to seeing that. But you say you ain't. So there you go. That's something right there. That'll make me raise the eyebrow.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, wait a minute. How come the moon is right there and the sun is right there? The sun is always going to the west, but the moon is coming from the east. God is mad.
Well, I'm staying that down here, probably by the coast and all of that stuff. I'm used to seeing that. And I used to think something was going on when I was a kid, but it's actually normal here, especially when they have, like, clear skies and stuff, because we don't have clouds like we used to. They done fucked that up, too. You know what I'm saying? They done fucked up the whole atmosphere, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what
it
is.
I only see clouds when it's going to rain now. That's the only time I really see a cloud.
Right, right. Well, check this out, man. If you're online, man, give us a call, 323-237-1597. Give us a call. You know what I'm saying? We're going to jump into a couple of songs, man. Give us a call. Chime in. Let us know if y'all actually see that the goddamn whole world done turned to a whole nother section. You know what I'm saying? We should be at 45 when we at 33 type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Give
us a call. It's too goddamn hot and it's too goddamn cold.
Yeah, because it's cold as fuck right now out here. But it was hot as fuck earlier. So it's crazy. Let's get into some of these songs. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, young cousin? How we doing this, man? Going down with the phrases.
You know, Rev, you know, cousin, I'm just trying to do this, get Roy back to golfing.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's all gravy, baby, we gonna do it like that, we gonna keep pushing it like that, you know. We got the fam on the track, you can't listen.
I will never miss a day, my body keeps yearning for me to give praise and love in many ways. Rev Ali, I ain't no joke, I pray for folks with confession, though. Incredible lifestyle, more good than sin, I ask for forgiveness, God's my best friend. Without the Lord, I could never do this rap. With the prayers and blessings, I could never be cracked. My cousin's on the track, or what you didn't know, Ajamu, Ali, Jabari, and Sonny Bo. That's just pros, and there's many more. I love them so, and my love only grows. Even though I'm miles away in L.A., the love I get in San Diego makes me wanna stay. So I give love, praise, and respect, cause thanks to the G.O.D., my father signed my check.
Praise them every day, praise them every day.
Sunshine in the rain,
praise them every day.
He can soothe the pain, just believe in
his way. Praise them every day, praise them every day.
All outcasts don't shake,
praise them every day.
We thank the Lord of all.
I bring you so much, but I can't rush. Your purpose paints a picture like a paintbrush, but I can't rush. Knowing that these dreams we stole, that's so real. The whole deal was if I gave it all back. If I'm praising you, I'm making you. I got so many things to thank you for. Never had a dad, my mom was always there through my growth. Family always supported. When grandma passed, she kept her arm around my shoulder, so the pain would be lasting. All the times I felt like giving it up. You showed signs, speaking to me when I was leaving my sleep. The whole time you had a plan, but I was too blind to see. Until I began reading your verb, but now I climbed to see the most high. And even though I still may fall, I ask you to forgive my sins and all my earth feel flaws. And these times, temptations all up in my face. And before I sleep, but when I wake, I pray you never pray that.
Praise them every day, praise them every day.
Sunshine in the rain,
sunshine in
the rain. He can soothe the pain,
pray you never be dead,
be dead.
Praise them every day, praise them every day.
All outcasts don't shake,
praise them every day.
We thank the Lord of above for the blessing that we take. He can soothe the pain, just believe in his
praise. Praise them every day, praise them every day.
All outcasts don't shame.
Praise them every day.
We thank the Lord of above for the blessings every day.
So I pray for you today. How you do it, baby?
To the bay. know you know a nigga straight that skin. Yeah, see I'm out in LA, going up from Eddie Purple, cause it's your great. Yeah. I did my weed in that perk. Perk got me choked up, coughing till it hurt. Weed stronger than punching straight up out the dirt. Ride, riding with the city was a top leg back. Got so high, took a trip to Inglewood. Hey, that Roscoe's got a nigga full. Yeah, LA got the pretty bitches. And them pretty bitches got pretty titties. High class and sedated. Freaking bitches, they love that I'm here. It's so sun, bitch, the way I'm they say, where you from, little baby from the south? You tell by the accident and the slugs in my mouth. Big nigga, eat the pussy, everything got the house, no time. I came to California for the best marijuana. And I came from the south side, had to take it to the west side. Been a part in LA, from H-Town to the Bay. Pretty bitches single weed, so you know a nigga straight flexing. I'm charged up like USBs. Got Trojans for your bitch like USC. See, comma, I'm all about the USD. Why your bitch got you tripping like LSD? Deliver D to these hoes like USP. Kelly bitch feeling me, she know she getting USE. Take a ZLE and kick her out like UFC. I done touched down in Cali, I ain't seen a KFC. I get bills like I'm in the fucking AFC. Life for all movies, I'm bad business, the AMC. Crash the C-class Benz, now I want the AMG. Drunk in Utopia, I'm laid out in the B&B. April gone, now we back like we MMG. White bitches sniff dick like PCP. Cause I'm down when I'm stomping. Take a trip from Inglewood all the way to Compton. I came to California for the best marijuana. And I came from the south side, had a ticket to the west side. Been a part in LA, from H-Town to the Bay. Pretty bitches single weed, so you know a nigga straight flexing. I just bought King OG's, so you know I'm stoned up. Freaky bitches, it's time to turn up. I just bought King OG's, so you know I'm stoned up. Freaky bitches, it's time to turn up.
100, yeah. 100, yeah.
I gotta keep it 100.
Part of you bad, new waistline, and I want you.
Keep it 100.
We got a whole lot in common. You got a man, and I got a woman.
Keep it 100.
You already know what I'm trying to do.
Keep
it 100.
I gotta keep it 100. Yeah, keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Girl, let me cut you a chase. You got a beautiful face. Go find that a lane safe. I got a mansion by the lake where we can escape. Sex appeal in your fit with a little old weight. Baby, I drive diesels, make the bumper shake. You dealing with the boss, daddy, I stack cake. Separate from the fake, time to matriculate. If you don't wanna be with that loser, you ain't got her. I could build you a crib in the middle of Nevada. Pulling up in Bentleys, jumping out of Prada. Sexy boss chick, 10 carats on the wrist. Move your hips to the bass drum kick. Ain't a spot on your body that I won't kiss. Loose lips sink ships and they cut so swift. I ask anybody, I'ma plead the fifth. I know your friends don't understand it, but baby, don't panic.
100, try to you bad, new waistline, and I want you.
Keep it 100,
we got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman.
100, you already know what I'm trying to do.
What I'm trying to do.
Keep it 100.
Keep it
100,
yeah, keep it
100,
I gotta keep it
100. So you don't fight the feeling, it's your night. Put the champagne in the sky, live your life. You ain't gotta go home to the fuss and the fight. I could be your teddy bear, mama, squeeze me tight. You can wake up to the sunshine with love in your eyes. Glow like a butterfly, no sweat on your mind. Calling into any time, I'ma get the feeling right. The grown ass man, he ain't gotta never lie. Trust in the plan, grab my hand, let's break to the exit. Take this chance, after the night end, you gotta love a fair friend. Rolling with a millionaire, throw your worries in the air. Hit the red carpet, paparazzi waiting there, hot like lava rock. You don't need to Photoshop, MySpace, Facebook, baby girl got it locked. Set the stick, diva, licking on the lollipop.
100, cutting you bad, new waistline and I want you.
100,
we got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman.
100, you already know what I'm trying to do.
Keep it 100, yeah, keep it 100, yeah.
All I want to do is go there with you, girl.
From the
club to the car to the hotel. And if you want, baby, you can bring a friend.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, Friday, yes. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. How nothing ass niggas always try to be the man. That shit's crazy. Give me a call, man. 333-642-1597. We got about 19 more minutes left, you know what I'm saying? Let me get my folks up in here. Keep their ass up. Logo, logo. Sweetie! Hey, We got Julie. And we got Rev Ali. West Earth. And West Mam. West Vams. Hey. Damn, I love that song so much. Niggas ain't real, they just alone for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. I love that.
That's that. Hey, who sing the Keep It 100 song?
Oh, that's my boy Big B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went to elementary school together.
Yeah, I like that little song. That's when we stay down here. The old school, you know, old school people talk like that.
Yeah, we went to elementary school together. It's crazy because he knew I was in the music business, but see, we used to gang bang together and shit. But when I started doing music and shit, he always used to say he was always scared to approach me. I was like, dude, we used to game bang together. What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly, but you ain't scared to do that, though.
Yeah, we used to game bang together, but when I got into the music business, he didn't want to approach me and shit. I'm like, motherfucker, nigga, we used to fight together every day. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. If you can do that together, you can do some music.
Yeah. He was like, man, I didn't know how you felt about me and shit. I'm like, dude. Okay, so we gangbang together, but now since I started doing music and shit, you didn't know how to approach me. He tell me that shit all the time.
Well, he meant it if he saying it all the time.
That shit is crazy. I was like, dude, you know, you could have came to me anytime. You like, dude, I didn't know how you was going. I was like, dude, come on. How we going to game bang together and then you can't even approach me about your music career?
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Watch this. Watch this. Hold on. God, this nigga, I tell you, this for itself. Hold on.
He about to call somebody, ain't he? He ain't even say nothing. He just clicked on. Just leave a nigga hanging.
Is he calling? Who he calling?
That's what I guess. Oh boy, whose song it was that I asked about?
Oh,
he just said, "Hold on, we still live." As a matter of fact, 16 minutes left. If y'all want to call in,
323-642-1697. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. What up, OG?
We here.
Hey, look, Big V.
Yes, sir. What up, OG?
You on True West Radio.
Oh, shit. I'm on the livest radio on the planet. The realest radio.
Hey, look. Yeah. Hey, look,
yes,
V.
Sir.
Check this out.
What up, big homie?
Hey, look, I told him, I said, we used to game bang together, but then when you started rapping, you didn't want to approach a nigga.
Nah, no. Let me tell you the story. See, Scratch, he came out the hood and he was doing his thing, but he also was kind of like, how can I say it?
Don't call me Hollywood, nigga.
No. I ain't finna do that. You ain't never been that nigga. From the sandbox to the boxing ring, nigga. You ain't never been that. But, no, I didn't approach you because I had heard so much about you. And plus, I was a fuck-up, too. And I was like, man, Scratch ain't gonna hear nothing I got to say. But it was kind of like you was coming out of the community. I say the community. You was coming out of the community and you had a backing. You know, it got to a point where you didn't even have to squabble no more. Niggas would squabble for you. So your situation had changed tremendously. You know, they kind of like want to keep Scratch going. Like, so The last thing they want him to have is any kind of altercations, you know, any kind of beef. You got to deal with a whole bunch of knuckleheads just because they don't want Scratch to deal with it. But at any rate.
Them niggas wouldn't let me fight, bro.
Yeah, they don't even, people don't even know, nigga. They don't even, Scratch that went from squabbling to not having to squabble. And not just because he can squabble, but because niggas didn't want him to squabble. Like, he's like hood protected custody. I don't know how you call it.
None of you say hood protected custody. I think that's kind of what it was, though.
Yeah. So I'm like,
No, you can't fight. I'd be like, damn, let me fuck this nigga up. They'd be like, mm-mm. Nope, you ain't fighting nobody. Your hands are too valuable.
Yeah, Scratch. Yeah, they wasn't letting Scratch get down.
But, yeah, I would tell them, what was like, man, I was like, me and this nigga used to be gangbanging together.
No, I don't gangbang, nigga. I don't know. I was a church boy.
Yeah, right.
I went to church.
Huh?
I went to church.
Yeah, you
were. I was at church, and then I was trying to tell you, get out the street, Scratch. And you was hard-headed.
Wait a minute. What you talking about I was hard-headed? You was more hard-headed than I was, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this nigga Thieves, that nigga was like, that nigga was the baddest kid around.
I was just thinking that don't even sound true. I was like, get out the streets, man. He's like.
This nigga Big Fee, because look, I just played Keep It 100, right? And they just asked about you, right? They were like, who's that? Keep It 100 is tight. I was like, that's my nigga. We went to elementary together and shit. That's why I called your ass. I was like, oh, that nigga was bad. We used to gang bang together. But I told him about the time when, I mean, after years, we didn't see each other. You didn't want to approach me at the gas station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say I was with TNT. And with Roderick. I think I was with Man.
Yeah.
I think I was with Man. I want to say Man, but I know I was like, man. Shit, I wanted, this is my chance to, like, get that Scratch and, like, Scratch, I rap. But I was like, I was such a fuck up. I was like, Scratch probably ain't even going to fuck with me. Because I know, see, Scratch was the type of nigga, he ain't had time for no bullshit. He had any tiny instant with bullshit. And then he was like that when he was a kid. He'd go the other way on your ass, or if you bag him up, then you're going to get a nice little squabble. Other than that, he's going to go left on your ass. And, like, he ain't fucking with you. He ain't got time. Scratch is always moving. Like, he, nigga, I'm gone, nigga. Fuck y'all, nigga. That bullshit. So that's how he was. So I was under the impression that because I was always fucking up, he ain't finna fuck with me, so I didn't even approach that nigga. I just said, if he say something to me.
I kept on telling you, nigga, we was banging together. We was in the hood together, nigga. You should have been like, nigga, you should have came and grabbed me, nigga.
I mean, we was getting gas, nigga.
Nothing to say we was getting gas. But yeah, I think Weebee was the one that was like, she liked that Keep It 100. I just played that moment.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man.
I always play your songs, nigga.
Oh, that's love right there, boy. Scratch playing my record.
I always play your songs, nigga. I give you 3 for 3. Sometimes I play all 3 of them motherfuckers back to back.
What 3 you got, Scratch? You got everything.
Nigga, Keep It 100, the motherfucker, your new song.
Uh-huh.
With Black on that motherfucker, and what's the other one? What we talking about? Hold on, I tell you, give me 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds. Hold on.
Time up.
The feel like one, the give it 100, and what's the other one when you say you be rolling with the PlayStation in the car?
Rolling
the club on up.
Yeah. That was a hood classic.
Yeah, that is a hood classic. Because look, though.
And I got
Look, nigga, nobody don't know what you talking about because we know the hood, so you talking about rolling through the hood.
Yeah, that's it. On dub. And I got a pocket full of... And my truck is packed with thugs. Ladies,
show
the homies love. Right, that's it.
Yeah.
Rolling down Central with a pocket full of dough.
This is my nigga from...
Kindergarten.
Yeah, nigga. We've been together ever since kindergarten. Are you fucking serious?
Really?
Oh, that's fine. I got a friend like that. Shout
out to Crystal Brown. That's my dog. Yeah.
My girl.
Kenny Gordon.
We've been friends
since we were 5 years old. And this nigga a Kenny Gordon rapper. But then you didn't even
want to
holler at the boy.
Nigga, I wasn't fucking with Scott. You know, nigga don't be wanting to get rejected because you know that's what's coming because Scratch don't give a fuck.
I wasn't going to reject you, bro.
Yeah, well, you don't know that, though. We're looking at your character. I'm looking at your history. I'm looking at how you don't, like, you bust a left quick on a nigga. Nigga, fuck that. I don't got time for this bullshit. You know, Scratch was always on the road, nigga. Scratch ain't got time for that bullshit. So, you know, quite naturally, my assumption is, nigga, I'm about to get rejected. And I was already with the knucklehead. I was super knucklehead. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? I might have 3-4 fights in one day for a whole motherfucking month.
But goddamn,
I don't know why
he's
sitting up here acting like all
this stuff
he's saying
about me
ain't
true, though.
Connection complete.
But you know, you got to think, you got to stay at two straight. You got to keep in mind there came a time when motherfuckers are protected of you, you know, so. Shit, I'm like, nigga, he ain't finna deal with my bullshit. I ain't finna deal with him and a whole bunch of other niggas on top of dealing with him. So, shit, I ain't got time to be. It'd be the same niggas I done squabbled anyway. But by that time we got that age, nigga, everybody was all up. You know, but.
I would have never rejected you, bro.
Yeah.
If you just came and just said, nigga, I rap. I be like, let's do it. God damn it! How we gonna go through everything that we went through? And I would have rejected you. I'd have grabbed you faster than I grabbed the niggas that I was dealing with.
You was dealing with some niggas, too. I was a damn song.
Well, that's why I wanted to put you on the show. That's why I said I'm going to call it. When Sweet B said that she like that motherfucker keep it 100, I was like, I'm going to call this nigga and put him on the show.
So you said Sweet P?
Yeah, Sweet Pea.
Yeah. I
got my own.
Yeah, I like
the song.
It's cool.
What's
Sweet
Pea
do?
Oh, Sweet Pea is like the she like the promotion. Her husband is a rapper.
Oh, really?
That he don't want to get up here and get no freestyles on though.
That nigga at work, man. I told you, they didn't act like he owned a damn restaurant, and he don't.
Yeah, because we used to have, like on Fridays, we used to have Freestyle Fridays, nigga. And me and Living used to go at it all the time.
Scratch, you still freestyle?
Hell yeah, I'm freestyle, nigga. What, y'all want to get down real quick? We got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Y'all want to freestyle? I'll put on something, nigga. We can freestyle
y'all
all day.
Hold on. Y'all like I was in it, man. Y'all like I wasn't throwing
up. That's what I do when niggas start freestyling. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go roll up.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Don't. You ain't said nothing. Take two a can of oil. We got 3 minutes of freestyle on real quick.
Truth be told. You heard me?
Can't nobody beat me on no freestyle right now.
That nigga sound like he's
man.
Man.
Yeah, they are.
Man, look. This head look.
Hold on,
this
let me
hit
this
week.
We can run a freestyle. Wait. Who gonna go first?
Me. Ride, nigga.
All right,
tell
hold
me
on.
When I can go. Tell me when I can go.
Go ahead.
I ain't in this, man. They sound shit. Y'all superstars. I don't need to rap. I'm a teacher.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, we got a different instrumental.
That's an instrumental right there.
You supposed to be anything, man.
But nobody ain't gonna freeze out.
Okay.
Getting high.
Hey, I'm on and turn it on. Boy, you can hear me,
hey.
You know, throw it down to the crew. You know we own Jewish radio. We King's Rack. Sweetie and baby, hey, girl.
Unless you, we get it, I get it, forget it. My money is back in, y'all make it black.
Let me know.
Somebody was
driving
that
D2. Heard
a couple
of
people.
All right,
let me slow it down for y'all.
Are you gonna slow it down?
No,
hey, sweetie, I'm gonna
text
you,
though.
Okay. Oh, y'all whack. I'm watching.
That's all right. I got my gift, this money is signing, I find tonight. Hey, this money, hey. money be you fly. I. When I hear a track like this, I wanna like sing. I just wanna sing.
But
see, you out of scratch. You forget that before I was rapping.
Hold on. We got 25 seconds left. It's too late for y'all to call. We gonna go after hours, and I'm about to turn these cats in some rap. Hey, Phoebe, you there?
I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm about to serve y'all in some Hey, look, check this out. Mad Monday, we coming up. True West Radio, we out. Love y'all. Yeah, yay.
True West.
All right, now we off air. Now, what's up, come on, let's go. Who want to rap first? I'll rap, nigga. You want me to rap first?
How long do we get to rap?
I'm going to give y'all 30 seconds.
Is your instrumental?
Man, you ain't giving. JoJo, is that you?
That's JoJo. Let him go.
You already know. You already know.
Huh?
All right, there you go, JoJo. Go ahead.
Hello, JoJo.
Turn it up a little bit.
Turn it up a little bit.
Hello, JoJo.
I can barely hear it.
It's not a
Oh, that's too loud.
He didn't put a bass line.
Oh.
we don't fly like high with that throw. Face off, get the face knocked off. I just fly by, nigga.
Ooh.
You didn't just move that nigga, did you?
Yeah, I got you. All right, Fiend, give me some, Fiend.
What you mean?
Come on, give me some, Fiend.
I like it.
Okay,
slow.
I guess these niggas can't even freestyle.
I like it.
It's been a long time, it's been a long while. Because y'all niggas don't even know how to store. Niggas can't even put this shit apart. Okay, so I'm just gonna make it happen like this. Cause a nigga, when I hit, I don't hit. I can swing the bat, and I can hit the ball, and I can make motherfucking freestyle better than all y'all. Ha ha, that I laugh, because a nigga don't even know how to break my back. They don't even know nothing because I got something and I always got something to express.
Can I freestyle on this hoe? I wanna come down the show.
Is
that boy here in love? Can I go? One time. If it hurts to get down.
Freestyle was okay.
Tell me the mouth. I'm swaying in the lane. There's no little thing. But that money swing. When I come down for the time. The girls wanna love you, they wanna play with me in the late night. I got the pussy right.
Ow!
I make them drip, they drip, they drip, they don't slip. They know that they hear me drive, it's coming down, shit is quick. And I'm taking it to the top, I'm riding with my niggas, I can do it for the stop. It's still holding with the rest of my niggas, don't. I'm a motherfucking fool. I come through these bitches and show you that I can fucking fool me fucking gay. If I want to, I'm just a fucking idiot. I can get out of the shit.
Alright. You okay? Oh, that's all right. That's good. I mean, you know what I'm
saying? Who is that? He's that Big Mo Flow. Who is that?
All right, who you about to get out next? Off the next track.
What
Big
Pete,
you get about to get a freestyle in, bro?
What?
I get about to let you hear what the track is. Who get about to get out next?
Money. I might have some.
Nah, hold on. Let's check this out.
Okay.
Yeah. Freestyle.
Okay, freestyle. What is okay? Dang. Okay, you got to turn my beat up. Let me see.
All right, turn it up.
You want me to freestyle here? Hold my beer. Let me make sure my throat is clear. And y'all don't have to stare close to here. Shit, freestyle. I've been doing that shit my whole career. And I ain't seen a dime yet. But looking at my time, my time's next. Let the niggas know I like grind sex. Find dimes with me. That's when. Yeah, and that's a bet. She can bring a sister too. That's a bet. And we can bet. Two kitty cats, yeah. And I'm like, I'm wet. We get in the pile and we gon' sweat. And that's a bet. Yeah. I think I said it twice in night. But yeah, two times and then I like the sight. Okay. Man.
All right. We got that. Hey, Julia, it's your turn.
Oh, okay.
you get ready to freestyle?
Yeah.
All right. Here go your beat,
I'll
right?
Try.
Here go your beat. I want to see what you're going to do. Hold on. Let me turn the song up a little bit. All right, here go your song right here.
What is
it? Yeah.
I'm freestyling off the dome, leave me alone. Got my girl Sweet Tea and King Scratch on the phone. Chilling in the south, and they on the way. Just waking up, and I'm feeling oh so fresh. With my lovers and my haters, step up on the scene. Pass a blunt and pour up some fucking lean. I can't freestyle, but I can pick up a padded pen. You hear me knocking, goddamn it, come on, let me in.
He said, you gonna be freestyling, then let me in. All right, let's see. What, hey, 86 would get out. 86, where you at? 86?
That was me. That was me. That was me before, that was me that went on.
Okay, Sweepy, it's your turn. You go freestyle,
you know,
Sweepy.
You know damn well. You know I ain't about to rap. You just like me, girl.
She could have at least tried.
No.
Your goddamn husband rap. Shit.
I don't know.
Man, you supposed to get down for his behalf.
Mm-mm. He know what I do. Everybody know what I do. It's not rapping, though.
You supposed to rap for him. You supposed to be like, think I'm holding my husband shit down.
I doubt it. Is he a hater anyway? He wouldn't want me to rap for him. He would say I'm making him look bad.
Hell, shit, I can't. I ain't buzzing up. See, if I was buzzing up, I'd be busting all night. I'd be like, all right, Scratch, we got to get up off of this motherfucker. I ain't buzzing up to be freestyling against y'all whack-ass freestylers. I don't know who the hell won. Who the hell won the freestyle tonight? Speed didn't win. We gonna give it to 86. 86 won the freestyle battle tonight. We get ready to go. We gonna start doing that shit every Friday. Every Friday we gonna have a freestyle battle like we used to. Remember, Sweet Pea?
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday we gonna have a freestyle battle. I bet you everybody getting ready to come in here because they all wanna win. I remember when L. Love thought he won. I just gave it to him. Remember, I just gave him the freestyle battle. Okay, he won. That nigga was whack as hell. Rev Ali.
Oh, y'all niggas be funny to me.
Rev Ali, get ready for the freestyle battle next Friday. Hello?
He must be working, too. He ain't saying nothing in a while.
That nigga don't want to send me my $70. That's why he ain't saying nothing.
Sir, Confetti said he was sending you $50.
He did. But he still got to send me that. He got to send me at least $20. Boop-boop. Hey, Phoebe, you still there? You hung up. I think Phoebe left. But yeah, that's my boy, man. He it was crazy, how he didn't even wanna approach me after I can't say that I made it. I was just in a good position, you know what I mean? And my boy, my nigga, my brother, didn't even want to approach me because he thought that I was going to feel some kind of way about him. I should feel bad as fuck because he tell me that all the time. He's like, Scratch, I want to come over there and talk to you, but nigga, we did all this shit when we don't, you know what I mean? It's almost like, the way it is with, like, Dr. Dre, I remember when Dr. Dre had to do community service, right? And I was driving down the street. I was with my boy, and I was like, turn around, that's Dr. Dre. Let me go and talk to this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I talked to that nigga. That nigga doing community service like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
On the street.
You ain't got no choice when you do it.
I'm like, Dre, what the fuck is up? But you know the fucked up thing about this whole shit? All the people that I know in this motherfucking game, I could be the richest, one of the richest motherfuckers around. Now, scenario number two is I'm glad that I didn't, because I would have never met y'all. Y'all motherfuckers making me rich as fuck just by being my friend, being down with me. You know what I mean? I would rather met y'all to have money. I would rather met y'all to have money. I swear to God.
Well, now I'd rather get it now that I know I got some real people around that I know the motives ain't for what you could do for me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fuck with me just for me. So, you know, I feel the feeling nature.
I would rather, you know, shit. At the particular time, if I would have been rich, that's one thing. But I didn't become rich. Y'all make me rich.
Because
y'all believe it. Y'all believe in what the fuck I'm doing. I mean, we just sit up here and talk shit. This is something that'll give a release. Every week. We just sit up here and talk shit.
This our therapy. This all our therapy shit. You know what I'm saying?
This is beautiful. I wouldn't trade this shit for the world. And then not only that, we've been doing this shit for fucking 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
This shit feel great. I love that. I think, you know, rich don't have to have money. Rich got to do with friendship and people that, you know, I mean, fuck, we all need this. We all need this.
Let me tell you something. Scratching is, me, you, and Sweet Pea, the only one on here, huh? But,
Julia.
Okay.
And Red Riley.
Okay, well, everybody, they did some studies like years ago on the immigrants that come over here from Mexico, and the ones that stay over there in Mexico. Now, mind you, they might be still over there in third world conditions. You know, they living in poverty over there, but when the ones that come over here, they got more heart disease, high blood pressure, heart attacks and shit, because it's the rat race of keeping up with the Joneses and the light bill and all this other shit.
Right.
When they're over there, over there, they close their family. They just, when dark come, they lay their ass down and go to bed. When they work, but they happier and they healthier, you know, even though they ain't got all the shit. So that just goes to show you that, you know, all these distractions, all this shit that, more money, more problems, for real. And I be telling people,
I salute the Mexicans, goddamn, because they be working 2 jobs, 3 jobs and shit. They be working 45 hours and then go work at another place for 40 hours and shit and be sending money back home and shit. That's why I get mad when people be talking shit about Mexicans. I feel like you could get another motherfucking job, too. Shit, it ain't their fault.
They say they taking jobs. Okay, well, if they took your wallet, you gonna sit there and let them take it? Or if they came and took your car keys or anything, you gonna put up a fight? So ain't nobody fighting for no damn job. I bet you that.
Oh, that's just because if you want to mow lawns, you could start you a business and you can make a lot of money. If you want to clean windows, you could start a business and you could make a lot of money. But to sit back and blame that shit on somebody else where you could be doing the same shit, I hate that.
Look, I'm going to tell you something about Mexicans. Now, see, they'll go and mow your lawn for $20 every time they come. But the nigga want $100. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right.
Then, the whole thing about it is what they do, everybody be saying, like, it'd be about 100 Mexicans in the car or whatever. The thing
so
about
what?
It is they fuck around. They fuck around and they'll save enough money to get a house, and they might have 14 motherfuckers in the house. But then they have enough money to go and get another house to give 14 other motherfuckers in the house.
Everybody be talking shit about Mexicans and how they ride in the car and then what the white people call it. Oh, let's start a carpool. Let's do a carpool. Now y'all want a carpool.
Them motherfuckers stick together better than any fucking race in this planet. Black motherfuckers, white motherfuckers, the motherfucking SA, the Mexicans stick together as family.
Yeah, we tell you, the white people from overseas are the worst ones. I understand why come, basically, why white people is the way they are, you know, the basic white person. Because overseas, I be reading stories. Y'all know I read a lot and listen to a lot of shit. And they real fucked up the way they treat each other over there overseas. The way people treat their family here is not the same as the way people treat themselves on the eastern
Mexican,
part of the world.
I can't even say just say Mexican. The Spanish, they all stick together. Now, check this out. If all of the black motherfuckers stuck together like the Mexicans, we would be fucking taking over every fucking thing. Everything. But black people can't do that. Because the thing about it, look, if you look at the Mexicans, you look at the Asians, you know, most of them, all of them stick together. You know what I'm saying? They got their little differences because you got SA and you got Pisces. Because some of the motherfucking American essays don't even want to fuck with what they call Pisces, and those are the real Mexican motherfuckers coming from Mexico. But the whole thing about it is they stick together. They build shit together. Them motherfuckers,
we always talk about this. I always go deep. And I always get pissed off because, like I said, a lot of words, they didn't even make up a word for it. They just continue using Spanish and all the other words. Even the state that I live in, they did not change the name of this state. They spelled it in English instead of Spanish. And what pissed me off, you don't want Mexicans here, but this is fucking Mexico. You took that shit and you don't want them here. Get the fuck out of here.
All this shit was Mexico. California.
So how you gonna keep them out of there?
Los Angeles, San Diego.
Nigga, this called Texas. It was Tejas. The whole thing was Mexico. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't a part of America.
King Scratch, I got me a break. King Scratch. I heard you been out there talking about me, man. You know, because you ain't got the $70 and everything. You know how you do it, King Scratch? You ain't right, man. You really ain't right, man. You know Rev Ali better than that. You know I don't keep no money in my account. I got to put money in other people's hands and have them pay you from other people's accounts. You know how it work, man. I'm out here trying to do big things. I thought you was, matter of fact, you is my my family. I ain't thought you was my family. You is my family. And you sitting up here talking about 70 cents.
I'm going to, you know what, Rev Ali, let me tell you something. If I was really worried about that, I'd have been on you way more. I'm not worried about that, bro. I hit you.
I heard you, OG. I heard you, OG. I was moving the car. You know, I'm out here at work. I get off at 9. I'm moving the car. I'm trying to get hustling. It's 2022, you know. It's
tax season.
Listen
to this. Remember when you paid a confetti bill?
I ain't worried about confetti bill.
Confetti,
I'm talking about my bill.
Confetti gave $50 on your bill, so you owe me $20.
He ain't gave you $50, Wendy. You say he ain't paid. I heard you, Scratch. I was listening. I just couldn't talk.
Confetti said, since he paid the $50, Confetti paid your $50. You owe me $20.
Now, I thought you said you could count. Now, if you want to get technical, Scratch, you don't want me to get technical on you, but it's okay because you know you're my family. But if it's really technical, I only owe you
$10.
No. Uh-oh.
You owe me $20.
Oh, no, because you say so you can count. You can count. Come on,
okay,
OG.
Wait a minute. Now, let's get really technical.
Let's get technical, OG. Come on with
let's
it.
Let's get really technical. Because don't you remember when you heard Confetti's song that the it is a drop for the goddamn True West, and I sent you that track? You didn't even pay for that. So technically, you owe me for
you
that
ain't
too.
Send me, you ain't send me notes. You only sent me one track.
Nigga, the true.
No, you ain't send me nothing else. You only sent me one track that was for me. You ain't sent me no other track. You sent me another track that was by mistake because you thought that was the track I wanted,
okay.
But it wasn't.
Yeah. Well,
and then you charged. Hold on, OG. Hold on, OG, because I love you, nigga. Now, you said it was 140, but I sent you 150 if you want to get technical.
Listen to what I'm saying.
So how much I owe you if you're going to get technical?
I didn't send you, wait a minute, hold on. I didn't send you this track. Hold on, I get it right.
Sweet Pea, don't you let this nigga talk down on your brother.
You defend
me now, mama.
$10 like JoJo did.
I don't care about no $10.
You defend
so
me,
mean,
Sweet Pea.
Hold on, check this out.
You defend me, Sweet Pea, because you know I'm Reverend Ali ain't like that.
So look, I never sent you this track.
What up, everybody? You rocking live.
Nope. Never sent that. Never sent that track. Scratch, you sent me one track and you sent me another track.
Oh,
it was by mistake.
Wait,
because
on,
you thought that
on.
Was the one.
Let me go to the other computer because I know I sent you that track.
No, you ain't sent me nothing, Scratch.
I
wouldn't lie on you, family.
I know
how you dig up at me when I ain't on the show and I'm just listening, talking about he don't want to pay me that $70.
Oh, yeah, I don't say that.
He's trying to make you talk.
Hey, you know what he's doing. He ain't talking.
I know that nigga Scratch love me. That's why he ain't saying that. Nigga, I'ma give you your $70. Don't worry about it. I don't care what Confetti paid. I'ma give you the $70.
He was trying to make you talk. That shit was funny. He was like, Red Valley on here. He don't want to say nothing because he ain't got
money. He know his brother. He know his brother. Scratch know his brother real good. That's why he said that shit like that. He know it, nigga.
He was trying to make you talk.
I be talking shit because I be wanting a nigga to respond to the shit talking.
Scratch, you know I be out here busting my ass hustling, man. Sometimes I can't be on the show sometimes, especially 2022.
Man,
they trying to make a nigga with money
that,
have.
Man.
I ain't asked you if you I know you ain't worried about it.
Rev, you my brother. You think I
heard you say that,
$70.
Nigga, I'm going to give you that $70. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go put some money in my account this weekend because I got to do it anyway. You know I don't keep but $5 in that account because they be snatching niggas' money out
because
they be trying to act like a nigga
old
child support. Yeah, because they be taking niggas' money out thinking nigga old child support and shit. They take all your money if you keep all your money in your bank account.
Yeah, I already know. You ain't talking.
I don't fuck them out.
You preaching to the choir.
If
you
don't owe child support, you better make them stop that shit, because they will keep going.
They sure will. Yeah, you know I got a million times $70, nigga.
Oh, yeah, I already know, nigga. If I live in Barstow,
you would have had that $70 already.
Good.
If I live next door to you, you'd have had that money. I just don't like banks. And online paying situation. I hate that shit. I just want to give a nigga his money in his hand.
What the fuck? Okay.
You see how he did, huh, CP? He got a nigga talking, huh?
Yeah. He kept on doing it until you say so.
No, I was looking because it was like...
I see how you doing tonight.
No, well, because I put... I sent you something that said 4,998, $20.
Yeah,
we spent like $5,000. I'm looking at my sent email.
And you ain't sent it. It didn't come to me.
That motherfucker damn self did. They on some sent email.
They ain't sent me shit. But it's all right. I ain't
check
worried
your
about no
spam folder.
You sent me one. I could make $1 million with that one. As soon as
it's
I get on the radio.
It's in my sent folder. I said, now you owe me $4,998 minus 20. So that'd have been.
You know you wrong.
I've been hearing my sister CC been saying
$4,980 $20. So that means you owe me.
I've been hearing my sister Sweet Pea been standing up for me, you know.
Oh,
saying,
yeah,
you know that nigga at work.
I always stand up for you.
Yeah, see, yeah, but Sweet Pea, no, she said that nigga at work. She
mm-hmm.
knows the nigga be hard.
I did say that.
She know, man. She know me like a motherfucker, man. Ain't even seen me before. She know what a nigga doing. You know, and she been standing
yeah,
up for me.
Your husband, you said you was walking dogs. You said two or three other things. I'm like, yeah, he hustling.
I'm hustling, and Scratch know that. He know a nigga ain't gonna give him his money. I mean, goddamn. Hold on, man. Just hold on for a minute. I might give you 100, nigga. You might get more than 70. See, just hold
oh,
on
God
for
damn
your light skin.
Give me 100. That's good.
Hold on for your light skinned brother.
Yeah, I ain't gonna pass up a whole house drunk. What you talking about?
I know a motherfucker look like a honey bun from South Central, you know, long eyelashes, thick eyebrow. Nigga, I'm a street nigga. You know I'm a street nigga, sad. I just look like a honey bun.
Nigga, I'm with you. Nigga, shit. Y'all motherfuckers just have to go sour, nigga. I ain't fucking with you like that, my nigga. I'm just saying.
You know what I'm talking about.
I ain't fucking with
that
you
nigga.
Like that, nigga. You can be a honey bun all you want to, motherfucker. It ain't gonna be my honey bun. You ain't got no edibles for me, nigga, unless you give me some goddamn, you know what I mean?
That's what they used to call the niggas in L.A. on the west side, Scratch, back in the day. He said if a nigga was light-skinned, we call him a honey bun nigga from the hood.
Yeah, all right. I don't want that honey bun, bro.
I said, nigga, I'm a gangster, nigga. I heard somebody on here say they used to fight 3 times a day. I used to fight 2 times a day for 30 days straight. Yeah. I used to fight niggas all the time.
Nigga, that's why I was just, nigga, my nigga Big B was just on here. I had him on my, three-way. That nigga Feed. It seemed like that nigga was fighting every motherfucking day, nigga.
Hell yeah. That's how it happened.
This nigga. He was just a badass baby head. He was just badass motherfucker. He fought every motherfucking day. And me and this nigga used to gangbang together, you know what I'm saying? And that nigga fought every. I don't even remember a day, nigga. Ever since elementary, nigga, when we was in kindergarten, it seemed like that nigga fought every day.
Yeah, man, they used to fuck with me like that too. Kindergarten all the way to motherfucking 12th grade, they was fucking with Reverend Ali, trying to make a nigga fight. That's all right though. I mean, they used to play that knock this off his shoulder, and when you knock the shit off his shoulder, then the fight starts.
Oh knock the shit off your shoulder, nigga.
And they were like, ooh, he knocked it off your shoulder, ooh, and be like, nigga, he didn't touch me, he touched the stick.
Oh,
man, I used to fight like a motherfucker, boy. I used to lose some and win some. Yeah.
Y'all know what used to kill me? When niggas used to stand there walking in a circle with them shoulders for about 10 minutes. Like, these niggas ain't about to do nothing.
Nigga ain't going to do nothing. Knock the shit off their shoulder for 10 minutes.
What's up?
Yeah, the shit started at 1:30 and it's 1:40. Them niggas talking about, what's up still?
Hit me again.
Knock it off again.
I'm telling you, nigga. I never put no chip on my shoulder, nigga. I was just ready to go on and get it in anyway. You know, we can get ready to fight, nigga. Knock it on my shoulder, nigga. Knock it on my shoulder, nigga. It's going down. Hell no, nigga. Nigga, I'm going straight. Nigga, I'm going in.
Man, these white folks over here looking at me like, what this nigga laughing at? So they hate when a nigga got a job.
Well, you always got that loud ass laugh any goddamn way.
Motherfuckers be mad when I be laughing. I'm like, nigga, they're like, why do you laugh so much, Rev? I said, motherfucker, you need to learn how to laugh. Shit. Fucking with me, nigga. I come from South Central. Shit, I grew up rough, nigga. You better be glad I'm laughing today. Shit. I'ma laugh any chance I get in this motherfucking world. The rest of the time I got left, shit. Laughing motherfucking hyena.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what, though? I always secretly thought that niggas who pick on light-skinned niggas, I felt like they was probably gay or something. Or like, you know, niggas call a person eye color and shit like that, like, well, are you attracted? Like, it's just weird. Still, even now.
Yeah, he's a fuck with me, but see, I was a good light-skinned nigga.
I know that. Because, you know, especially back in the 80s, motherfuckers didn't, it seemed like the girls wasn't into us chocolate-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yeah, y'all. Niggas, so all us dark niggas was always thinking of light-skinned niggas. Like, oh, man, fuck them old pussy-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because they wasn't even, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it was the same way with vice versa. And I think that's just growing up in America, them teaching you to hate yourself and shit like that.
You right. I mean, look, some of the dark-skinned niggas, they knew that the light, they knew the light-skinned niggas, and they knew which light-skinned niggas was a G and which light-skinned niggas was a sucker.
You at the whole, and then it was the whole other thing. The light-skinned girls wanted the goddamn light-skinned dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
see,
the dark-skinned
niggas, when they,
the dark-skinned niggas wanted light-skinned girls.
Yep,
yeah,
that's
did.
How it was my time. Everybody wanted the opposite or whatever.
See, all my niggas was dark skinned when I hung up and grew up in school. Shit, I used to have the girls come get with me, and I take them to the dark skinned niggas. I'm like, that's my nigga
but,
Ray.
But
that's
the dark skinned niggas didn't want dark skinned girls.
Nah, I brought light skinned girls. I brought Creole girls, and then some of the dark-skinned girls loved me. I had this pretty dark-skinned girl. She was fine. Woo! Her name was Lisa Scratch. She was fine. Dark. Oh, my God. When a light-skinned like a dark-skinned nigga, boy, I'm telling you, he almost like he white.
all the motherfuckers. The dark-skinned niggas want a light-skinned girl. All the light-skinned niggas want a light-skinned girl.
I didn't know how to handle it when dark niggas started trying to holler at me. Because I like niggas, to be honest. But the only people that always wanted to talk to me was light-skinned people. But the only thing about that is, I attracted some sucker-ass light-skinned people. They weren't no G's, for sure.
Yeah, you can have as a light. 90% of light-skinned niggas ain't no G's. It's only 10% of us.
It's only 10% of us. You are keeping it real. He was the head of a set, and he was the OG, and this and that. I'm like,
let me tell you something.
About that shit.
Yeah, and listen, if dark skinned niggas, I'm talking about dark skinned G's from the street. Like, when I say G's, I mean niggas that know the street all the way. They know who's who when a nigga come outside. They know what time the motherfucking light gonna turn green on the corner. They're like, nigga, watch it. 1 minute, nigga, the light gonna turn green. So, you know, them kind of dark skinned, real G niggas. They know what light-skinned niggas is going to fight and what light-skinned niggas is going to run. They know that. So when they give a, when the dark-skinned nigga give a light-skinned nigga some props, I'm just keeping it real. From L.A., that motherfucker, that's a real motherfucking, you know, solidification right there when it's coming from a dark-skinned nigga on a nigga in the street that's light-skinned from Los Angeles. It's no joke.
I ain't mean to cut you off. I'm gonna say this very quick. Then I got my wife trying to call me on the other line. I'm gonna let y'all go, but I got a homeboy right. He's from L.A., but he live up in Sac, and he moved to the. I know him from Sac. Anyway, long story. He said, listen. He said, I'll tell niggas quick. Look, nigga, I'm light skinned, and I don't fight, nigga. And if you scare me, I'm gonna shoot you. That's just straight up.
that light skinned nigga been around some dark skinned niggas all his life then.
I was like, I would say
some dope shit though. You know, the dark skin is back in session, nigga.
Yes, we is.
Yes, we is.
I'm gonna catch y'all Monday. I'm gonna call my wife over here calling me, and I'm gonna see what the hell she talking about.
Go do your thing, man.
All right, then, OG.
This the after hours anyway, so you know you good.
One love, OG.
Hey, look, I'm gonna see you on those tracks tomorrow, man.
Okay, and I'm working on some. I'm going to get some chips to you your way, too, man. Shit, it's all good.
Oh, that's what chips is always good. All right,
yes,
brother.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell them to you tomorrow, though. Hey, stay safe. Okay. Tell the wife, y'all say, yay, yay.
Yay,
yay.
Yay, yay. Show y'all, too. All right.
I don't know what happened. At first, everybody was looking at me funny when I went back to natural hair and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, people was like, oh, how you doing today, queen? I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah, see, because, see, all them niggas didn't, see, it takes 60 years to wake up. These niggas has lost all their life, and it take a long time for them to wake up, especially coming out of Los Angeles. These niggas has lost for 60 years. And then they wake up and they see a real black queen with real natural hair and real eyes and real lips. And then they start feeling all these lustful feelings for her. And they're like, hey, queen. They feel like they can get away with the queen shit. You know, that you gotta watch them niggas. Watch them niggas, man. You know what I mean? For real. I grew up with six sisters, man. For real. All girls. And I'm telling you, man, it ain't no joke. It's no fucking joke,
like,
man, with six girls.
I be so entertained now that I'm married, though. Because it's different. Like, you can see it coming your way when you married. You be like...
Satan going to try you, girl. You protected. You got Rev Ali praying for you. You got DJ King Scratch praying for you. So that the Satan coming for you, girl. He know what a natural girl is. He say, sweet pea.
All the time,
and you got to learn how to tell that motherfucker when he show up. Sweet pea, when he show up, you say, hell no.
I be thinking it's funny, though, because since we laugh, he think it's funny, but I be kind of irritated. I be like, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? And another thing I told him, that's the reason why I put that picture up there, because I think that was one of the first pictures we put after we got married, but I didn't want to change my profile picture just to change it. But I thought about it. I said, if I change my profile picture, he's going to be like, oh, they might be mad, she might be mad, or they might not be together no more, and I'm going to send her a message. Because as long as I had the picture up there, nobody sent me messages.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And it's a few people, honestly, and we talked about that too, people I ain't never even met really in real life who had a chance to meet me. It seemed like people really got upset with me when I got married.
Hey, they got upset with you because they know now the Nimrods can't mess with you. See, the Nimrods can get you when you ain't tied no love in your heart. When there's no love connection in a human being's heart, the Nimrods, when I say Nimrods, I mean devil helpers. That's what I mean when I say Nimrods. I don't care what nobody else say when they say Nimrods. And they out there helping the devil. You understand? And they do anything they can to get you tipped off. But once you find love in your heart, then the Nimrods have no power no more. Now it's just up to the main source, Satan, if he can sway you. And you see when he tried to...
The funniest part, though, was hilarious. Okay, I want to say I think I was 34 when I got married, right? Some of the people that's on my list, I've been knowing since I was 14 and 18 years old and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, shit, they ain't happy for you. They was hoping you fell off. They was hoping you fell off, Sweepy. They was hoping you fell off and your last album was better than The Chronic. You know what I mean?
How people work. That's how like they go back to what we were talking about earlier. You know who real and who ain't. Because, okay, when y'all had y'all children and all this stuff over the years, I've been saying congratulations, and I've been happy for y'all.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know who family is. You know who family is. That's for sure. And like I said, you out there in Houston, he out there in Barstow, I'm out here in San Diego, Confetti out there where you at, and JoJo out there in L.A. And on the west side where he at, you know what I'm saying, east side, west side. And we all over the place. But you know what? We can come here and confess our sins right here with DJ Scratch and get lifted.
I ain't got no sins. Shit.
I mean, you know, we let it all hang out is what I mean. You know, this ain't,
I got no sins. I ain't
I'm talking about
wild.
Transparency. That's what I'm saying is transparency. And you know, I may use transparency as sins, you know what I mean, a different word. But we come here and we let it all hang out with each other, man, for years. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's no big thing. You know, it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? We a family, right? All of us, we know we all operate differently, though. We go through, when we hang up the phone off the radio, you know, everybody go back and doing their own thing, and they got to operate the way they operate. You know what I mean? And then they get back here the next day or Wednesday. It's no joke. You know what I mean? We on our own, but we remember each other. So ain't nobody forgot. Ain't nobody forgot. Ain't nobody left. Ain't nobody separate. You know, it's all together. You know, there's just, you know, certain times. You know, I just had a birthday, you know, in January. I'll be staying in the house, man, until my birthday comes. Like when Christmas and Thanksgiving come, I start staying in the house more until almost all the way to my birthday, man, to make sure I make it. And then I start operating. I never go to the bank and put no money in it because they be taking it, right? Until I can keep people snatching money out of my bank, I don't put no money in until I got to pay a bill, right? I say, okay, I got to pay this. Let me go put this money here. Bam. But sometimes I can't make it to the bank. You know what I mean? I be hustling, man, and I take care of the cats. I don't hang with nobody, man. I ain't got no friends, nobody hanging with me. Ain't no Ollie riding the car with a nigga, picking a nigga up, dropping. I don't do none of that shit.
Well,
I be out here, huh?
You could go to a store, and like any corner store, like Walgreens, that's what I do. And because I can't make it to the bank all the time, or, you know, Crispy has in my car so that I don't spend all the money. But if I have money on me and I need to buy something else or something different, I'll get a gift card because they had a gift card.
You get the prepaid. You got to buy a prepaid card.
But you ain't got to know no way. You just buy a gift card because the money already on there.
Yeah, that's you can do that too. But you know, I'm from a part of LA. We don't believe in cards. We don't even believe in our own bank card where I come from. We like, man, fuck this shit. I want some cash. You know, you know what I'm saying? That's how we grew up. You know, it's like, and then they got this card. You say, okay, we trust the card. We got money on the card. But a nigga from LA really want cash. He don't want no debit card.
No, I was just trying to be cautious because money is so dirty and all
these things. That's the good thing. That's because you're a real woman, and that's what we need. A lot of men don't think all the time in different areas. That's why we need a woman like you that know how to do shit like that. So if we need to send money right away, we can. But a lot of men in L.A., they always thinking about cash. Now, they getting used to the digital shit, but a nigga still want cash.
I guess it's different than it used to be. When it comes to a job, I don't have to worry about it because I do like direct deposit. Like, hey, don't give me no check. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't paying no taxes. Put it in the bank. Put it there. It's gonna be there. But
I tell them, I make them cut me a check. I don't let them put shit in my bank account. I said, no, ain't no coherence or what they call it. In conjunction with each other, you know what I mean? I said, no, you give me my check, I'll deal with my bank. I don't even want you to know who my bank is. You know what I mean? Because they get to playing with the money. You know, that direct deposit shit, that shit is real tricky. And they really make it good for you to do it and easy and convenient for you. So you'll say, yeah, go ahead. Not me. Shit. Give me my check. I'm going to go cash this motherfucker at your bank. I'm not taking it to my bank.
Tell you why. A lady gave me a paycheck. I think I was like 21 or 22, and it wasn't even my whole check. It was supposed to be half the check. So I went to the bank and I cashed the check. They gonna tell me the check bounced, so I need to pay the amount of the check and I need to pay all of this and that. And I'm like, but I didn't pull anything out the bank. Why do I need to pay that if I didn't, you know? I didn't get
you
the
left
money.
It all there.
So
right.
When I, it's a direct deposit, if it don't, hey, it's on them. If it don't come straight over, it's on them. It's not on me.
Right.
If I go take the cash check or, you know, because it was at my bank, and another woman, she almost got arrested. So she cashed her check at the same place every time. She didn't have a bank. So that bitch, she messed over everybody, and she got everybody messed up. In a bag, in a little bind, and nobody got
right.
paid.
Yeah, that's a cold game when they do that. You know, that's why, you know, the bank, see, they you get a check from somebody and you try to cash it. If it's over $200, they're not going to let you have it, all of it. They'll let you have everything under $200 if it's a check. And then they got to wait 2-3 days to get the rest of the money. You know, that's crazy,
mm-hmm.
too, you know what I mean? So that's why when I get a check from somebody, I don't take that shit to my bank. I take that shit to the bank that's on the check and go to that shit. And if they make me pay $5, fool, I'll pay $5. That ain't no problem. But give me my money, you know what I mean? And so I take that money and get it in cash. I don't trust us. Let me tell you something. When the power go out, you ain't going to be able to use no debit card, no ATM, or no shit at no goddamn store, no cash register. You're going
mm-hmm.
to have cash.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have cash money until all the food is
mm-hmm.
gone and all the clothes is gone and all the gas is gone. You know, so.
And that's
shit,
why, see, that's why I keep a certain amount on me, too, because. That's the truth. Like, you know, Scratch, I always talk about the weather here, but the thing about it is if you be prepared, then you're not going to have those problems because, like, if you take out some cash, you're not, it won't matter if you can't use your card or you can't use this or you can't use that.
That's right.
Because if the power is out in the city, you can go to the grocery store and buy stuff that's not, you can't buy meat and stuff, but you can still shop, but you cannot buy, you know, anything if you don't got it. You using a card, not if the power
That's
is
right.
out.
That's right. That's right. You got to have that cash money. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're going to need. And then the cold part about the cash is that people have been duped so long and been fooled so long that when the power go out, they don't see it as a, you know, a tragedy or a problem. They just look at it as, oh, the power's going to come back on, so I'm going to accept this cash, right? But what if the power never come back on and all you got is this cash and now you can't spend it?
mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like they've been duped, man. It's like you can buy a bag of beans when the power is off. You know, you got that cash. I said cash. And because they've been duped so long, they really think that the power's going to come back on for them to be able to use that cash again. That's terrible, man. You should give people shit for free. If you got beans, give it to the people for free. You save some for your family, and you give some to the other family. The motherfuckers want to start charging and accepting some kind of money or coins and shit. That's when the bullshit came in the game.
And you know what's crazy about that shit, too? I'm not the type of people that really steal from the grocery store or anything like that. And we actually had money. But the line to the store, it was just so fucking long. Like, it was horribly long. And then it was already cold outside, and then it started raining. And, you know, Chris got sickle cell or whatever, and I was just like, come on. I brought the car back around. I'm like, let's just whatever. But he had this look in his eyes that I ain't never seen before. And I was just shaking my head at him, like, no, no, because I knew it. And he took the motherfucking water and got in the car. He's like, fuck this.
Well, he got a disability.
He's
so
going to die.
He got a disability. Y'all should have walked to the front of the line. I mean, that's how they're doing it out here in California. If you got a disability or something like that, then you go to the front of the line.
When they finally got it together, you could come earlier. But that's about it.
Yeah, because I got a disability, so I was able to go to the front of the line. I had my shit from the DMV, and they got this line with about 120 people in it, and they see a nigga like Red Bobby go to the front and walk right in. They used to be mad. People get mad at disabled people now. They be like, shit, that nigga don't look disabled to me.
You know what? I got a question about some tracks. Okay.
Hold on, y'all. I gotta punch out. I'll be right back. I gotta punch out real quick. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay. I was wondering, when a person actually pay you for the track instead of, you know, just leasing it, do they should still put you on there, right? They still give you credit for it, huh?
Well, my whole thing is I don't sell tracks.
No, I'm just asking.
You know,
that's the part I'm confused about.
It's the difference between selling tracks and leasing tracks. Because if you, like, say for instance, I made a track. It's actually for lease. I'm not selling you the track, because if I sell you the track, that means that you could do anything you want to with that track.
Mm-hmm.
Without me having no say-so in it. A lease could be just pay this one-time fee, and then once, you know, something start bubbling, we'll get it done.
Mm-hmm.
We can renegotiate, or I got these one cats I made a beat for, and every 6 months they got to pay me for it because they don't want me to get a track to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, leasing and buying and all that stuff is something totally different.
But even if you get a track to somebody else, they could still use their track, right? Ain't that why so many people have songs off the same track?
Well, it's like this. Check this out. If we make a deal, like with my folks, if I make a track for them, that's a track for them. I won't even fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Now, if somebody come along and they hear that track, you know, especially if ain't nobody paid for it, I'm getting ready to get a track. If the motherfucker say, nigga, I'll give you $20,000 for that track, and I made a track for you, Sweepy, I'm sorry, but they offered me $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take that. You know what I mean? But all my folks, I don't give any tracks away. I don't give them to nobody.
What be confusing me is that, like, okay, just say I made a track and we was having fun, or I leased it, or a long time ago or something, and then somebody else come along and they pay you for the beat, but the one that they make, it's all right, it ain't that good, but some kind of way mine blow up, even though I done did 3 or 4 other projects. Mine blow up better than the person who actually, that's what I'm wondering about.
Well, I mean, the whole thing about it is, it's up to the person that made the track. So if you made that track
it's totally up to you on how you want to make this shit work. It's totally up to you if you add paperwork with these folks or whatever, because paperwork is really what solidifies everything that goes on. But if you ain't got no paperwork, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do with your track.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your track. That's the thing. You know, a lot of people don't know that. If you made that motherfucker and you ain't got no paperwork, you can do whatever you want with that track. So if this one motherfucker want to give you $5,000, this nigga want to give you $80,000, nigga, I don't give a fuck. It's a $5,000. I'm getting ready to get the $80,000.
That's right.
I know, but what happens when the $5,000 will blow up?
Well,
you don't know what's going to blow up.
Right, a
no,
producer shit. Yeah, a producer shit. They, if a producer is on the track and he gave the track to 2-3 different people, whichever one sell the most or whichever one is making the most money, the producer gonna go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't really matter if he gave the track to somebody else. If yours is banging more than the other one and you put more effort and behind the track that he gave you to go promote yourself, he gonna go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's why you got a whole lot of goddamn producers, a whole lot of people with the same track. Because first of all, they don't know how to negotiate business. Second of all, a lot of times the goddamn rappers, they don't have faith, or rappers, singers, anybody, they don't have faith in it in order for you to pay and be like, look, I'm going to give you this money. Don't give it to nobody else. Yeah, motherfuckers want to give you, they want to give you the crumbs. They give you some crumbs. Okay, well, the track is still open because you're not paying the full price of the lease.
Right, but what if I forgot about the track and I done went to do something else and for some reason it blow up?
If you forgot
about the track, that's how you can
do it. If you're a producer, you ain't going to forget about your track.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm talking about the artist. That's what I'm saying.
Well, see, the artist really... really, depending on the artist and the producer, depending on what kind of agreement they got going on, if it ain't the right agreement, the artist ain't got a goddamn thing to say about it. Because the producer made the track.
Like, I got some tracks, right? I got a lot of tracks, Sweet Pea, right? And
mm-hmm.
It's been years since I got some of these tracks. Like, some of them, like 10 years. And I haven't put the track out or the song that I did to that track out yet, because I'm one of them. I love music. I just do the music for me. But when I start doing business, then I'll release things, right? So by the time I put it out, they might have made deals with other folks with that same beat already, right? But then when Rev Ali come out with it and it's banging, and I got a different, you know, mix to it, and I've got some different lyrics because I'm rapping about the Most High, but I'm keeping it funky. Then they be like, oh, man, Rev Ali, yeah, no problem, man. They sign off on it when it's time, if it's time to come like that, right? So it don't really matter what kind of beat you got or where you got it from or how long you had it. If your song is banging, that producer going to go with you.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, it's a whole lot of people that dealt with producers that they don't even fuck with no more. They're not even affiliated with them no more.
I'm trying to
you
think of some examples of songs, but like, just say like that, or nah, song, or nah. If somebody else, he did that song, and it was just a SoundCloud song, but somebody else had really bought that beat and made a song. But years later, Ty Dolla $ign blew up because people found that song on SoundCloud. That's what I say. What happened then?
Well, see, you know, the thing about it is, when you get all these beats from, you know, YouTube and SoundCloud and all that stuff, them motherfuckers, sometimes they don't even realize that they get ready to blow up. So, first thing that happened, they hear motherfuckers rapping off of their goddamn shit. And the shit is blowing up. Second thing is, they ain't got the shit copywritten. They ain't got shit. So them motherfucking people that's actually blowing up off of their song is probably won't get a dime off of it. Unless the motherfucker that got the song feel generous and contact the motherfucker and give them some money.
That's how people get sued after the fact. They be like, hey, that's my beat. You can't sue them, though.
Look like, well, put it like this, Sweet Pea. You remember when No Diggity came out with Blackstreet, Riley, and Dr. Dre, right? And then Tupac had a song called, what was that other song Tupac had with the same beat? Doom, and he was talking about Dre. This ain't Dre Day, Aretha Dove J. You know what I'm saying? The same beat. Doom, 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 the same shit at the same time.
See,
same beat. Probably different
producers,
but the same shit.
Back then, it was different when it came down to sampling people's shit. You know what I mean? Because there's so many goddamn songs. Just think, nigga, we did. Grab your Glocks when you see Tupac. Grab your Glocks when you see Tupac. That was the same thing. Doom, doom, da, doom. Don't look any further.
That's
further.
My shit. That song right there.
Don't look any further, further.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So you got all of that we could do back then. You know what I'm saying? But then you got so much that you can't do now.
Right.
So that's the difference between, you know, comparing, you know, from, you know, what we used to do hip-hop then and hip-hop now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, nigga, if you damn near sample anything, you getting lynched.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And see, that, and I'm glad you said that, Spencer. See, look, like that Super Bowl performance, right? It don't matter who it was. It's just a Super Bowl performance by some rappers. It never happened before. So they decide they're going to do it. They're going to finally let these dudes that rap do a Super Bowl halftime performance, right? And it happens to be Dr. Dre, right? So they pick Dr. Dre because Dr. Dre is in tune with the dude that run the Super Bowl halftime shows. Because he over there touching hands and eating pies and eating cakes and shit with Jimmy Iovine, and Jimmy Iovine know these kind of motherfuckers,
mm-hmm.
right? So he go to a event, a dinner, a luncheon, or some shit, and meet the dude. And they talking. They've been friends for like 10 years about how he gonna let Dre.
Man, Jimmy Iovine, them the one that got beats. Motherfucker, $1 billion.
Right. So the dude that Jimmy Iovine though is the dude that runs the Super Bowl halftime performance shows.
Man, you preaching to the choir. I know the whole goddamn skit.
No, I'm talking to Sweet Pea. I ain't talking to you, OG.
And Julia over here too. You gotta talk to Julia too.
Well, I ain't talking to you, OG. We know you over there with Dre back in 1962.
Julia. Sweet Pea, Julia. And
okay, with Julia. Okay, hurt you out of the whoever's on the phone. We know you've been with Dre.
Let me go over here to the other side of the spot.
Check that. Go back to your hurricane, nigga, back in 1972 with Dr. Dre. We can keep you over there with that nigga.
The fuck out
check
of
that.
You. It's me, you, Julia, and Sweet Pea.
We know you know Dr. Dre, nigga, and motherfucking Eazy-E in 1919, nigga.
1919.
That nigga's scratch is old. Them niggas grew up together. Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, and DJ Scratch. King Scratch.
It's funny to me how they always try to bring some backlash to anything black. But one thing for me. First of all, why would anybody besides Snoop be there at a West Coast and you having it in California? Second of all, I seen something talking about, oh, Snoop did a dance he wasn't supposed to do. Oh, Snoop smoked weed before the game. Nigga, what the fuck?
Let me tell you something, Sweet Pea, that's some bullshit. That's just media stupid ass reporters that be lying and shit, right? What happens is they have to do what they call a show before a show. They call it, you know, a stage show, or they call it, you know, whatever they call it before they do a show. They know what the motherfuckers was gonna do.
Man,
you know what
wait
I'm saying?
A minute. Now, who in this motherfucking world on this planet or anybody that fuck around in the media didn't think Snoop was getting ready to smoke some goddamn weed before the show?
That's what pissed me off right there. That ain't no goddamn news.
That ain't no goddamn news.
It ain't even illegal, first of all.
Hold on. How many other motherfuckers hit the weed with him?
It's just the whole thing is that they mad that rap music that they thought wasn't going to do shit is now a big motherfucking genre of music that's blowing these motherfuckers out the water and sold millions of dollars and motherfuckers is dying over it.
They never thought that a rap show could take over a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at all of the motherfuckers that been on the Super Bowl halftime. To me, I don't give a damn. The Dre Nim shit was dope, but wasn't nothing doper than Prince. That nigga was out there singing Purple Rain in the rain. That wasn't no fake rain, nigga. It was actually raining. And this nigga out here fucking his perm up, fucking his guitar up. Nigga, that was the dopest shit ever. But after that, it's this shit right here. They didn't see, y'all don't know what Eve After Dark is. They had Eve After Dark.
I know
what
it is.
They had Tom's. They had Tom's Burger out that motherfucker. They had the Compton Monument in front of the courthouse out that motherfucker.
Hey, you know what was the best thing that they did on that is that they had Mary J. Blige from Brooklyn, and they had motherfucking 50 Cent.
You know
also.
Why they did that, right?
Well, I know but you know what I would have did, Scratch? I would have brought motherfucking Jay-Z on the stage